Okay, so usually my custom is that during vacation I don't give a parasha shiur. However, I had a lot of time today, and there was so many beautiful Torahs that I felt it wasn't right to not say over some Torahs on the Chasam Sofer if we have a kvias. So, and really a phenomenal, fantastic divrei Torah from the Chasam Sofer this week, as every week. So I figured I would use the time to share a little bit with you words of Torah from the Chasam Sofer. So thank you very, very much for joining. So the Chasam Sofer this week begins with a drasha on what is the correct way to teach children, the correct way and the incorrect way. And apparently in the times of the Chasam Sofer, people had a custom to teach children Torah in the wrong kind of a way. So let's get right into it, because he goes at length to discuss what the right way to teach and the right way to learn is and the wrong way. So let's take a look at it. I sent you out. You also have it on the screen over here. He writes, this was a drasha that the Chasam Sofer gave in the year 1831. Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph. Ubo tochachas musar l'ha'avos she'yilmadu levneim Torah al derech ha'mukubel aslanu me'avoseinu. He's trying to give musar to fathers, that fathers should teach their sons Torah in the way that we have done it over generations, and not to have this new way of teaching Torah. So what's going on? And he quotes it, a remez to this in the beginning words of this week's parasha. Vayihi, it should say, it's a misprint. Vayihi b'shalach paro sa'am, lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim. When Paro sent the people out, Hashem didn't tell them to go through plishtim, ki karovhu, ki amro kim pen yachem amrosim mocham amishav mitzrayim. But that was close, and the people would get nervous, and they would want to go back to Egypt. So the Chasam Sofer says, im amnam sha'apasav kipshuta, shal nacham elokim derech ayos ha'karov. It's true that the simple pshat is that Hashem didn't want them to go in the closer way. Sometimes there's the simple explanation of the Chumash, and then there's something being hinted at in the text. And the Chasam Sofer says that here in this pasuk is hinting at something else. He says, what did Hashem accomplish the whole time in the desert? They keep saying, we want to go back to Egypt, we want to go back to Egypt. So what are you telling me? He didn't send him Derech Plishtim because it was close, because he was afraid they want to go back to Egypt. It didn't work anyway. He wanted to go back to Egypt. They stopped saying anytime. So he says, that can't be the only pshat in this pasuk. And therefore, he has a whole nother explanation, al Derech HaDrash. He has a whole nother explanation. Let's see what he says. So like any good Jewish teacher, before he gives you the answer, he's going to ask another question. Every day in davening we say, he wants to know what's v'nasan lanu toras emes, and then chay olam nata b'sachenu. V'yesh l'farsh, kefela inyan, toras emes v'chay olam. What's the difference between them? Simple pshat is nasan lanu toras emes and v'chay olam, meaning olam haba. That haba lechay olam behe hayadia. It should have said ha olam. V'muchay olam azeh, if it means it has given us this world, haba lelakdimu l'fnei toras emes. It should be before Torah b'hadraga milamata l'mal. Hashem, you've given us life in this world, and then you've given us this exalted special toras emes. Should have been the reverse. That's kasha number two. Abba l'fiyani ezdaiti yuvan l'fi masha onomatmiyim al mash kasav chazal b'mesech ha-shabbos. Before he gives any answers, he's going to ask question number three. Again, first shot is, what does the first pasuk in the parasha mean? Hashem didn't send him through plishtim because it was close, because he was afraid they want to come back. They all wanted to come back anyway. Second question, what's v'chai olam nata b'sochenu? Third question, the Gemara says in mesech ha-shabbos, samach gimel amad aleph, Amar of Kahana, Havina bar tamne sari shana, I was 18 years old, Havigamina le lakule shas. I finished all of shas at age 18. So says Rav Kahana about himself in Shabbos Samach Gimel. Below Havayadana de ein mikra yotze mide pshuto. Nobody told me the rule of ein mikra yotze mide pshuto after I finished learning the whole shas. Until I finished all of shas, then someone told me, oh, by the way, there's also a simple pshat in the psukim. In other words, when he learned the first 18 years of all of Shas, he only learned the Gemara's way of understanding the Pesukim. He never learned the simple Pesha'at in the Pesukim. Ad hashta mai kamashlan deligmer inish v'ada lizber. So says the Gemara, what do we learn from this? First learn Gemara, first learn the Torah with the Torah Shebaal Peh, and then you could understand the simple pshat. V'hanirah mizeh shechazal hafchu ha'inyin. Right? Chazal did backwards from what you and I would have said. Lilmod espineim kulei Gemara v'amikros al derech ha'drushim. First teach the kids what Chazal said about the psukim. Mibli hold the umpirish ha'pashut. Without telling them the simple explanation. V'she'in mikriyotu midei pshuto. Sounds like it's all backwards. This is the way they taught Torah for years and years and years. Teach them Chumash with Mishnah and Gemara and forget about the Pashup Shat, at least at the beginning. What is going on here? Fourth question. Another Gemara in Brachas. I'm sorry. That last one was a Gemara in Shabbos. This is a Gemara in Brachas. Chav Chesem Ebeis. Minu b'neichem min ha-higayon. Don't allow your kids to learn higayon. What's that? Says Rashi, lo sargilu b'mikra yoser midai. Don't teach them too much chumash. Mishum demashcha, ayin shah, because chumash is so moshech, it's so exciting, it's so interesting, it's going to cause the kids to be running after chumash and they won't ever get to Gemara. Uv'emes, yesh mefarshim higayon shari chachmos. Some say higayon means math and science and English and social studies and everything else. That and philosophy. That's what it means. Don't teach the kids philosophy before you teach them Torah. For the adults, to learn Chumash is great. To learn math and English and science and social studies and philosophy is great. But when you're starting your kid off, you got to first teach him Torah. Ki kol ha-chachmos heima rakchos v'tavchos l'Torah. We need other wisdom, says the Chasam Sofer. We need math, English, science, and social studies. Someone who doesn't know how to dissect something. If you don't know math, the gematria, you won't know Erevin and Sukkah. My time at question number four. My time yimnu b'neim. Halo tov l'lamdim mikr b'kat nusam. Well, why are you not letting him teach Chumash? Teach him Chumash when they're young. Or math, English, science, and social studies when they're young. So they'll be prepared to learn Torah at a high level. And they'll know how to learn. Which is the Torah. Now, finally, he's going to start with the answer to all this stuff. And obviously, you can see which direction he's going in. You see what he's saying over here. Who is the head philosopher? Who is the chief philosopher of Jewish history? The Rambam. Who are Rambam Ba'atzmo? Kasev b'sof perak dal m'hichas yisod etorv. Ani omer, she'ein roi l'tayel b'pardes, elamisha nismali kreso basar v'lechem. The Rambam says, you can't study philosophy until you've learned Shas and Poskim first. So says the Rambam. Leida ha'asr v'hamutar, to know basic halacha. V'chayotze b'em yishamitzas ru'uya heim lahakdimon. You have to first learn the basics of Torah. What's usher and what's mutter? First, teach the kids the basics. Torah is what gives structure to this world. You got to know what the halachas are. You got to know which shoe to put on first in the morning and which shoe to tie first. So writes the Rambam. Now, this is the chief philosopher telling you got to learn first. Hine, kasav ken lefi dato sha'a filosofia hu apardes, fuhu maise bereshis, u merkava, u kvar mocho lea mocha sham bekesem mishna, yin sham, all the Rishonim yell at him. Mikom makom hare kaman, shagam hu kasav, shiroi lohakdim mile keres b'shasu poskim. What does it mean? You got to first give him the bread and the meat and potatoes. You got to first give him shasu poskim. And only then will they be sufficiently inspired and infused with the Ruach HaTorah to be able to learn things that are very important, like math and science and English and social studies and Chumash al pi pshat. Mipnei shehu atova gedola sheishbech hashbaruch lahanchil ha'olam haba. V'kasha. Epochana shebetchil yimano toras anashim. Why don't you first learn philosophy, which is the lower level stuff? Achach hatova gedola ma'alam ha'kodesh. You would think you should learn philosophy, math, and science, what human beings came up with first. And only after that, Only after that, study Torah. The Rashba says you shouldn't learn science and philosophy and math until you're 25. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you want to know how you're supposed to learn, just look at what Hashem himself did. Look what he says. Hinei, Kael hotzia mimitzrayim ervas ha'aretz osei kol toiv as Hashem. He took out the barbarian people, he's going to say in a second. Take a look. Asher sonei. The Egyptians were the lowliest of the low, barbarians. Who am bozli, am lo haya ki yadua mitachem mitzvah v'yisrael ha'i menem avodim nevashim. And the Jews were the lowest of the low in the culture, which was the basest of the base culture. Osim b'chomer levenim. What are they dealing with all day long? Brick and mortar. U'belis avik shlo ha'yu yodim asos nechocha. They knew nothing. V'lo shum chachma umada. They knew nothing. Gam lo tachzum v'loshim lo shum derech eretz. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Jews were in the beginning were like Tarnagolim, Shem Nakrim Ba'ashpa, they would eat from the dirt. Achim Moshe Vakovalam Zman Suda. Gemara says in Yuma that when the Jews first came out of Egypt, they were so low they didn't even have normal times for breakfast, lunch, and supper. And Moshe Rabbeinu set it up for them. Hare, Shafil Zman Hasuda Lahilam Kederch Avde Habor, like lowly slaves. Ve'echim Kane, how can you bring these people to Har Sinai B'mamad HaNivchar? Ve'herlem Alam Alam Alamata. The kulam zachul in avua, this lowly people, v'niftachlem kepitzla shalulam. V'adai nishalem roa sidran kemuva mikol minhagam until some midbar. Wouldn't it make more sense, says the Chacham Sofer, like question number five already, v'alo tov hayol inalem la'at la'at alam derech eretz. Why don't you first teach them how to eat normally? Kim besukadim sheba umos she'iroi l'choshvam. Am, at least call them a people. Then bring them to Kabbalah Sator. First refine them a little bit. Let them be a people. Aval ha'emes yoredarko, says the Chasover. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Ki gadol lefanav yisparach ki yevshel lahavdil am b'nei Yisrael miyosar ha'amim. The only way to separate the Jewish people from the nations of the world, ki im b'hafrida mehem umidarchem legamrei. From the very beginning of making the Jewish people a nation, the very first thing we had to teach them was Torah. That was the first thing. That's going to separate you from the rest of the world. V'lo lomon chachmasam, not to learn math and science like they do. Even just to learn simple pshat in the Chumash, not the way Chazal learned it. Because that's what the Goyim learn also. They learn Chumash, the Goyim learn Bible, and then they have pshatim and we have pshatim. Because if you do that, he says, if that's the way you start the kid out, he's never going to come to learn Shas and Poskim. Never. Chumash is too exciting, and math and science and philosophy is too exciting. You have to distance these things at least at the beginning. If he taught him math and science first, they would never come. It's too close to the Goyim. They'll believe in nothing. Chasam Sofer is not talking about his own people in Pressburg. If when the kids are very young, we're going to teach them pshat hamikros v'chochmas hachitzonos, just simple pshat and chumash and math and science and philosophy. Shem chutzatar as I term yigadlu before they become old enough. V'yagil chelak adrushim v'torish bal peh before they come to Gemara, you will have lost them already. And look what he says here. Kasher einenu ro'os. The Chasam Sofer says, our eyes have seen bedor ha'ra hazeh in our lowly, terrible generation. Mikama bedinos shehafchu aseder shekavu rishonim v'nichshelu. So many generations that they taught with the wrong order. And they ve'ein echad me'elu abanim shelo yotza me'adas b'avasein harabim. Wow. There's not one kid that didn't go off the derech from learning in this way, says the Chasam Sofer. Nobody wants to learn Gemara. Al Kain, says the Chasam Sofer. Aleinu l'shabeach l'Hashem Elokeinu. Shelo sam chalkeinu kohem. V'hofach haseder. What did God do? God didn't do it that way. What's the first thing he did? V'kavanu l'har Sinai. Terem l'matku darkei olam hazeh. Hashem took us to Har Sinai before we learned any of the ways of this world, before we learned simple decency and discipline, before we learned math and science. After we learned Torah, then we also learned how to apply Torah in math and science and philosophy. And this way, both things will be miskayim with us. I think this stands for Tehillah Lashem Yisparach, thanks to Hashem. V'zeh she'anu mevarchin, and this is what it means, going back to his questions. Baruch Hu Elokeinu shebaranu lechvodo v'idilonu min ha'toim. Uvameh hevdilonu, how did Hashem make sure that we wouldn't be like the goyim? She'nasan lanu tchila Torah emes. The first thing he did was give us Torah. V'achar kach, notu b'sachenu chaya olam hazeh. Then he taught us about this worldly living. Laman lo nigal orik. So that our children should grow up in the right derech. That's the right order. If you teach your kid first about how to make a business, how to make a living, math, science, that's a foolish person who's such a person going to reject Hashem. And finally, I know this is a very long piece, not usually my way to do such a long piece, but I thought it was so powerful. Then he says, and this is what's the first pshat, this is pshat in the first pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. That's pshat in the first pasuk. Hine yadua. Ama plishtim, yoser misukad ben agem ma'aseh me'amitzrim. The plishtim were much further advanced in society than the mitzrim were. Kadosh Baruch Hu micha b'yitzchak levilti yudaz mitzrayim hu gar b'plishtim. Yitzchak was living in the plishti land.
So why don't you bring him to the Plishtim? Teach him a little bit how to be a mensch. Teach him how to be a nation. And then teach him Torah afterwards. Hashem did not bring him to the Plishtim. To teach them the normal ways of behavior of the Plishtim. Even though that's a good way, much better than the Egyptians. Because their derech was too close to what? Too close to Mitzrayim. Also, derech eretz, a miniglim and hugging Mitzrayim, v'enenu rochel karbim od midarchem arishonim. Upeninachim amarosam k'tas milchamas ha'taiva. If Hashem would take them to the Plishtim, when they would see the war of the Taiva, v'yitzahara, Miyad kimat kut yeshuvu mitzrayim, they'd run right back to Egypt. They would go back and prefer to be like the Egyptians and not like the Jews. It says the Chasam Sofer, let's not listen to the new method that people are saying about how to teach the kids. That no one's going to learn Gemara, no one's going to learn Talmud. Wow, okay, so this is the way I wanted to start you off. Now I have a bunch of other little beautiful ideas. And the Chasam Sofer this week is like 40 pages, so we're not going to get to all of it. But you see what the Chasam Sofer is telling us about a Derech HaLimud here. That from the time the child is very young, it's very important to train them. From the time they're very young, to train them about Mamore Chazal, the statements of Chazal, to train them about Gemara, to train them about Mishnah, that when we learn the Psukim, they should learn it. That's why we like to learn with Rashi. You teach Rashi. Rashi very often quotes all the Mamore Chazal. But in this way, the child will be used to learning Chumash al pi derech Chazal, and not just as a storybook, or not just to be Moshechim, and he'll get so excited about the Chumash that he won't come back to it. Let's continue. V'chalmushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi quotes mizuyanim. They went out armed. V'yesh lahavin kevin sheyatzi yisrael mizuyanim l'muchama. Lama v'amdam alayam l'tzir hashbrach l'meisah sheyichmu Mitzrayim Hashem yilachim lahem. V'yinatzri yisrael b'derech hateva. If they had arms, why didn't they use them? Why do you have to drown the Egyptians in the Yamsuf? They should fight the Egyptians. They came out with the Vachamushim. They had weapons. So why didn't they, I assumed the weapons were for the war. So why didn't they fight the Egyptians? Why'd they have to drown them in the ocean? Listen to this beautiful pshat of the Chasam Sofer. Beautiful pshat. Why do you have to do it? You tell me v'chamushim. They had weapons. Why do you have to drown them in the Yam? So listen to this beautiful pshat. Aval be'emes miderech ha-musar einenu nochon she'yisrael ba'atzmam yamdu negan ha-mitzrim lulchum negdem b'cherev she'yodam ki'achsan yohayol lehem. Unbelievable. We see this idea in Chazal. The Egyptians hosted us. What do you mean they hosted us? They made our lives miserable. They killed us. They persecuted us. But they hosted us. They gave us food for 210 years. So we shouldn't actively fight with them. Let them drown on their own in the Yamsuf. You see the tremendous idea here of Hakaras HaTov, that someone who provides food for you, who is a host to you, how much Hakaras HaTov you have to somebody who hosts you. The Egyptians who enslaved them, but still they were their hosts for 210 years. You can't, don't shoot a gun at the guy. You can't shoot a gun at the guy who hosted you for 200 years, even if he was your taskmaster. You can't shoot a gun at him. Let him drown on his own in the Yamsuf. But you can't fight with him. Unbelievable. By the way, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, right? You're not allowed to hate the Mitzri. Lo sasai Mitzri, kigero yisab arzo. Ubira deshasis minei ma'ai. It's a Gemara in Bava Kama, I think. The well that you drank water from, you shouldn't throw rocks into it. Therefore, Hashem said, let them drown on their own in the Nile. But you and in the Yamsuf. But you can't kill them, because they hosted you in Egypt. Unbelievable. How much Hakaras HaTov you have to have for people who host you, who do good things for you. Let's continue. There is a halacha, you are not allowed to go to Egypt. I believe it was the Rambam who signed off all his letters. Me, the Rambam, who violates three Yisurim every day, because the Rambam lived in Egypt. So he violates one of it. So it says over here, from this Pasuk, Lo Sosifin L'Rosam Od Ad Olam, you're not allowed to go to Egypt. Nitzavukan, so the question is, why are we mentioning that over here? You're not allowed to go back to Egypt. Why? What is that connected? Yesh Toma. Yesh Toma Lamas here, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yamsuf. Here's the Chasam Sofer. Why did God drown the Egyptians in the Yamsuf? Why didn't he drown him in the Nile River? Wouldn't that make a lot more sense? It was the Nile River where they... It was the Nile River. It was the Nile River that they threw all the Jewish babies into. Why not drown the Egyptians in the same river that they drowned the Jewish babies in? You know what Chasam Sofer says? Unbelievable pshat. Unbelievable pshat. V'nir el yashav, v'imad desnan, haroa mavras hayom, Gemara says in Brachos, Mishnah in Brachos, if you see the Yamsuf, you have to make a bracha. Blessed is God who made a miracle for me in this place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the miracle to take place in the Yamsuf. You know why? Because they're not allowed to go into Egypt. So if the miracle would have happened in the Nile, they never would have been able to go back to that place and re-experience the tremendous chesed that Hashem did for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to always remember the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Remember that I saved you. Remember the appreciation that you have to have, like we say in the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Utsei Sicha Me'aretz Yitzrayim. Hashem wanted them to go back and see the miracle so that they can re-experience it and feel it and be connected to Him. So He said, no, I'm not going to drown them in the Nile, because then you'd never go back and be able to re-experience it and see the place again. So that's why He dafka made Kriyas Yamsuf outside. What do we see from here? We see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to always remember this miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to remember this miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. We're going to read the parasha of the Shabbos, Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to remember what it was like to have the Egyptians running after us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved our lives. That's why he includes the lav over here. You're not going to be able to go out to Egypt. So watch what's going on over here. And take note of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you in such a miraculous way. We have to remember Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to remember the tremendous, miraculous time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And we have to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to save us if we stay connected to Him. And we appreciate this miracle. Right? It's no accident that the third paragraph of Shema, Anochi Hashem Asher Otzisicha Meretz Yisrael. Right, Ani Hashem Elokim Asher Otzisicha Meretz Yisrael. What's that doing in, what's Yetzias Yisrael doing in Kriya Shema? Must be Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, part and parcel of that, that's what Reb Chaim said, part and parcel of that is appreciating the Exodus, is thinking. So this Shabbos, when we read about Oz Yashu, we read about Kriyas Yamsov, let's have a Karas HaTov, let's have appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us. It's hard to think that way because it was so many hundreds of years ago. Let's continue. Ki Kasher Yisim Mitzvashayim Yom Losim Losa Adam Arlam Mashma She Havtacha Uv Emes He Lo Sase. Again, like I said before, it's a lav. You're not allowed to go back to Egypt. Uma Inyana Lakan Lahashkit Pachta My Deit Sima Mitzvah Lo Sase Zu. Ask the Chasam Sofer. So they're all terrified, right? So Hashem says to them, don't worry, I'm giving you a lav, you're not allowed to go back to Egypt. Shkoyach, what does that help? Very nice. How is that going to stop them from being terrified that the Egyptians are going to destroy them? Oh, don't worry, I gave you a lav, you're not going to be able to go back to see the Egyptians anymore. How does that help? Listen to what he says so beautifully. V'yesh lomar, the Yisrael ha'aminu b'tchila v'yashluv ne'piyachiros amanas ken she'par yir defeim v'Hashem yazim. The Jewish people had complete faith in Hashem. Ach, Robim Mitzrayim b'shas makas b'choros nasal makadosh baruch hu mitzvahs pesach u'mila lasok b'em k'deshi natzal b'slim z'elu b'shas ma'palsonim b'avur z'asa Hashem li. What happened in Egypt? The Klai Yisrael said like this. What happened in Egypt? God is going to kill all the Egyptian firstborn. Very nice. And what are we supposed to do? What are the Jews supposed to do while God's killing all the firstborn? We're supposed to do something. What? Get a bris milah, shecht the carbon pesach, eat the carbon pesach. So this way, in the merit that we're doing mitzvahs, God will kill them and save us. But now they're standing over there by the Yam Suf, and no one's giving them any instruction. The Egyptians are running after them. Look what he says. V'heinata v'karvu, v'heinata v'karvu ba'paro v'chelo, u'kvar sigosam chonam alayam, v'adayin lo nestavu b'shum mitzvah lasok, u'vamei yinatzlo al kein saku. So they cried out to God. They didn't cry out that they were scared they were going to be killed. They cried out to God, what are we supposed to do to help us be saved? In Egypt, you told us to bring Karban Pesach. What are we supposed to do now? When a person sees a pig, wow. Wow, did you know this? So he quotes from Svarim that says, a person sees a pig, a person should think in his head, you know what? I'm not allowed to eat a pig. By saying, I'm not allowed to eat a pig, you get a mitzvah. It's as if you were offered pig and you said, no, I'm not going to eat it. So I'm telling you, don't go back to Egypt. Now you see the Egyptians coming after you. I want you to think about the mitzvah. I'm never going to see the Egyptians again. In the merit of you doing the mitzvah of saying, I'm never going to see the Egyptians again, Hashem ilachem lachem v'atem tacharishun v'lo sasun davar uvihiru lo sa'elos tinatzlu.
Wow, what a chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, what a chiddush. That by accepting upon yourself the Isser to go back and visit the Egyptians, by accepting upon yourself that Isser, it's as if you were mekayim that mitzvah, and that'll be the schus for you to be saved. Now, Rabosai, you know how every week I have one kicker Chasam Sofer. So let's, because we're getting close to the end over here. You have to hear this Chasam Sofer. Unbelievable Bshah coming up. Unbelievable Bshah. Oh, hear this piece here. Ma Titzak Eli. Here it is. And maybe we're going to close, even though I have like four more after this. But maybe we'll close with this Bshah. Maybe we'll close with this Bshah. Let's see. Ma Titzak Eli. Look what he says. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on over here. The Jewish people are crying out to God. And God says to them, why are you davening to me? What are you screaming out to me? Go jump in the lake. Go jump in the river. Matitzak Eli. What are you yelling at me? What are you davening for? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the Jewish people to go jump in the river. The kasha. Ask the Chasam Sofer.
What, they shouldn't daven? V'chilo yitzak v'yispalo? What do you mean? Anytime a Jew is in danger, he's supposed to daven. Why is God getting all worked up? Don't daven. You're supposed to daven when you're in trouble. What's going on? Matitakala, what are you yelling at me? Look what he says so beautifully. V'kasha v'chilo yitzak v'yispalo? That's kasha number one. V'od haloksiv v'yitzak u'b'nei yisrael al Hashem. U'mosha amalahem v'atem tacharishun. Moshe told him to stop davening. So the Shlah writes that the davening was a lack of emunah in Moshe. Shem Hashem, God redeemed them through Moshe. So Mistama, they're not going to be killed by Paro. And if they're going to yell out and scream, even if Hashem would answer them, so that's Hashem answering them, Be'ez Tzara. But who brought them into the Tzara? Moshe. So the Shlah says that calling out was a lack of emunah in Moshe. Amnam, says the Chavos Sofer, doesn't like that pshat. Hare Rashi and Shir Hashirim Pirish B'Pasuk, Yonasi B'Chag V'Yasel B'Sisim Madrega, D'Koy Al Omdam B'Tzara, Hahi. This Pasuk is talking about on Yamsuf. V'Ama Harenius Marayach Hashmi'inius Kolech. God wanted them to daven. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel L'Tfilasan. And that's the opposite of the words of the Shlah. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, Ulufi ani as daiti, according to my humble opinion, lahachriya, to compromise and to explain what's going on here. Ki afal pisha betucha manachta b'bias ha-mashiach, even though we all know Mashiach's coming. So if you daven Hashem, send us Mashiach, that's like a lack of emunah. What do you think? God's not going to send us Mashiach? You got to daven for Mashiach? I will hey mamdu. Ah, says the Chasam Sofer. To daven Hashem, please send us Mashiach. That's a lack of emunah. What do you think? God's not going to send Mashiach? Of course he's going to send Mashiach. He's promised us that there's going to be a Mashiach. So you're not supposed to daven for Mashiach. What are you supposed to daven? Hashem, please send us Mashiach now. Earlier, we know there's going to be a Mashiach. We know we're going to get delivered, but we want him now. That's what they were davening for. Some of the Klal Yisrael who were davening, God, please save us. It was a lack of emunah. When the enemy was bearing, God's not saying anything. They all believed they were going to be saved. It's only natural for them to get scared. The Egyptians were running after them. If God would tell them, travel or fight, then they would know what to do. They would have done it. But just to stand there and do nothing, they're getting scared. No one's telling them to do anything. They don't know what to do. Vim Kane aimless spal ala Yeshua, they shouldn't daven that they should be saved. Ella, the tefila tia sheodila malasos, says the Chasam Sofer. They did not daven and say, God, please save us. They daven to say, God, we know you're going to save us, but tell us, what should we do to help ourselves be saved?
They weren't so sure about Moshe. They daven to Hashem to save them. Valzeama Moshe. You should be quiet. No.
They shouldn't be quiet totally. I want them to daven. What should you yell at me? This is what you should yell at me. Ribono shel olam.
That was the davening. God said to the Jewish people, I want you to call out and say, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell us what we should do. We should jump into the river.
So, tell the Jewish people what they can do to help themselves. So there's so many incredible lessons over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven. Right? One of the things that people I can't speak for you, but one of the issues that I have wrestled with very, very often in my own life, right? What exactly are you supposed to daven for
And what are you not supposed to daven for? What are you supposed to say? Well, Hashem is going to do what he thinks should be done. Why am I bothering Hashem? I will tell you, this happened to me when we were married for 2 years and didn't have any children. And I would sit there and daven, you know, I would daven there long Shmon Esrays. I was in Eretz Yisrael all the time. I would daven, and gradually I wrote a long letter to Rabbi Willig asking him, you know, am I supposed to be, maybe HaKadosh Baruch thinks I shouldn't have children. Right? Why am I bothering? Maybe it's not in my lot. So the same thing he's discussing over here. When a person feels the Egyptians bearing down, shouldn't you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you davening for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the perfect compromise. He says you should daven. Of course you should daven when you're in a difficult time, but not that you should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the right thing, but you should daven that you should have the wisdom to know what you should be doing at this time. What can you do? That's the point of tefillah. Not getting God to act. God knows what he's going to do. But what can I do to better my own situation? It's exactly what Rabbi Willig told me. He told me two things when I wrote him a very, very long letter about whether I should be davening for kids. He says, the more you daven, the more you're going to make yourself worthy of having kids. We have to know, we're not trying to influence God's hand. God, please make this chola. Please take this chola and make this chola well. No, what lesson are we supposed to take to try to help this chola? What can we do? What mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim can we do to be mashpia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it? He says over here, Ma titzak elai. This is what you should yell at me. Tell the Jewish people to do something. Tell us what to do. Show us a sign. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the Jewish people, jump into the Nile. And with that mysterious nefesh of jumping into the Nile, I will provide a miracle and I will split the sea. Fascinating, fascinating topic over here about what you're daven for and what's the koach hatfila. And it's okay to be scared and daven when you're scared. But you have, the point of davening, it sounds like from the Chasam Sofer, the point of davening is not to tilt God's hand. God knows what he's doing. He doesn't need us to tell him what to do. We're going to tell God how to run the world? God thinks this guy should be sick, but since Kamenetsky said he shouldn't be sick, so therefore he won't be sick. Why does that make any sense? Elamai, maybe if Kamenetsky does certain mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim and raises himself up to a higher level, maybe if Kamenetsky gets the message and appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe if we change, that's why, you know what they say, lehis palel. Lehis palel means to judge yourself. Lehis palel, it's in the hispoil. It means, palel means, right? V'nasan beflilim, judges. His palel, the word his palel means to judge yourself. What are you davening for panasa? God thinks you should make X amount of dollars per year. You think you're going to tell, no, God, I think I should have more. You think I should have $250,000 a year? I want $300,000. That's going to do something? Because you think you deserve more money? No, you're supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give me the wisdom to know what I should do to be able to be Mekabel the Shefa from you. How could I know what I could do? How could I change? How could I be better? How could I do something differently that I should be zoche to get the multiful blessings, the plentiful blessings that I know you have in store waiting for me? If I would only see it. Lehis palel, to judge oneself. Unbelievable chasm sofer. Okay, we have 7 minutes left. A couple of quick hits. Ma titzak elai. Unbelievable pshat over here. There's a medrash says, yesterday, Moshe, you said to me that you were so low, that you caused the people. Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble, he thought that the reason the Jewish people got nailed in Egypt was because of him. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. And now you're calling out to me and telling me you're so great. Ma titzak elai, what are you yelling at me for? In Egypt, you were telling me that me'oz basi al paro, from the time you sent me, things only got worse for the Egyptians because I'm such a loser. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's what the Chasam Sofer understands. And now you're telling me ma titzak elai, that you're going to be the reason that I'm going to save? I don't get it. Unbelievable pshat in the Chasam Sofer. A little bit more. Couple more last little hits. Ashir l'Hashem ki ga'o ga'a. What does it mean that God is ga'o ga'a? Mitargum mizgoy al gosa. God is arrogant more than the arrogant people. Gaiva. Ga'o is from ga'o ga'a. God is arrogance is over the arrogant people. V'yishlomar. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochein es daka. God loves the humble people. God hangs out with the humble people.
God hates the arrogant people. God loves humble people and hates arrogant people. So when God sees an arrogant person, God puts himself above the arrogant person to put him down. Like the Gemara says in Sota. God is more arrogant than the arrogant ones. He puts them down. Next shot. In just the last 2 minutes. If it's your God, you'll build the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's just your father's God, you're going to cause God to elevate, to go up to Shemayim, and not be down on this earth. Unbelievable. Nobody says pshat like this. No one says pshat. Chasam says, listen to this, right? Zekeli, if it's my God, I will be able to build him the house of the Beis HaMikdash. Elokei Avi, but if he's only my father's God, but I didn't really take from my father all that he gave for me, va'arom menu, I'm going to cause God to go up and not be connected to this world. The more we don't pay attention to our fathers, to our minhagim and the customs of our fathers and grandparents, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'arom menu. He stays up high. He doesn't come down. Zek keli v'anvei, if he's my God, then I will be able to have va'asu li migdash v'shachanti, he's my house. If he's my God, then my house becomes a Beis HaMikdash. Elokei Avi, but if I just say, my dad was from. But me, it's not for me. Va'arom menu, that's going to cause God to leave this world. Two more explanations and we're done. Tipal alei masav ha'fachad, tivyeim avisteim ha'migdash Hashem konun yodecha. Hashem told David HaMelech, he's not going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash because he had blood on his hands by all the wars. So too, if the Jewish people would have been Zocha, they wouldn't have needed battles in the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. They would be Zocha right away to build the Beis HaMikdash. But since they weren't on a high enough Madrega, so everything happened, what happened? Then the Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim. And Moshe said, "Tipalei Masav Afachad Alo Umos." They're going to have to fight when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Since they had to fight, they weren't able to build the Beis HaMikdash right away. Like David HaMelech was a fighter, didn't get to build the Beis HaMikdash. Since Klai Yisrael had to fight in Israel, they didn't get to build the Beis HaMikdash. What do you see from here? That really for us, for Jews, war is always a last option. We're not supposed to be fighters. We're supposed to be people of peace. And the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built when we can get peace in the world, when we can be a peaceful people, not through war. So is the Chasam Sofer. Last pshat, Hashem yimloch la'olam va'ed, kivasus paronirish, ispalal, halavai v'yimloch la'olam va'ed, kasher nemar v'hu kivasus paro, pirish ki olam hazeh, this world is a yam so'er, alboy olam. This world is a tempestuous ocean. V'am Hashem, Elu ba'amdam bayom hazeh, and the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people, were able to come through the yam. Ba'olam hazeh mikomakom amdam bayabasha ve'inon tovim b'mitzulosav. We stayed on dry land and we didn't drown. Ba'harishayim hem asus paro v'richvo pashav pirush hem merkava l'sam. That's the Yetzirah. That's the Satan. Hamachuna paro ba'pasak hazeh hem abol toch hayom shel olam hazeh u'b'sof nefach lehem l'roa. Says the Chasam Sofer so beautifully, this is a mashal for this world. This world is like a raging ocean. We are challenged and tempted with gashmius, with taivus, with averus, with sin at every turn, like an ocean. And yet, we're supposed to stick with dry land. The Egyptians went into the ocean and they got drowned. They drowned in the ocean of Taiva of Gashmias. But we stick with dry land, even in the middle of this raging ocean. So hopefully Hashem should give us the kochos and the ability to teach our children Torah the right way, to continue to be on dry land, even with the raging sea around us, to be a people of peace, to not be arrogant, but to always be humble, to realize that the purpose of davening is not so that we're going to change Hashem's mind, but it's that we should change ourselves. His palel, change ourselves, to know what to do
to bring Hashem's brachas to the world. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to the Geula Shlema. We should have appreciation for the tremendous miracles that Hashem has done with us throughout our history. And may we merit to have more miracles so soon that we'll remain connected to Hashem like we're in this week's parasha. Kol ha-machlo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha. Every illness that was around, I'm not going to place on you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. May that be the will of Hashem. Here we remain. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos, thank you. Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbeinu. Thank you.
Jerry, I can't believe you're still awake.